Shabbat Shalom. I have a short question. First of all, I'm so happy to see you, y'all here. We're in the South. So, when does Shabbat end? Tomorrow. So, how many hours approximately? So, we have plenty of time. Yeah, let's go. So I would like to speak about a very interesting topic as for me and probably one of the most foundational topic in the life of Messianic believer, of the Jew and non-Jew who believe in Messiah Yeshua. Did Moses knew Messiah? Before we will go there, I would like to start with the idea and explanation of crisis in the life of believer. First of all, in the life of every person, there can come a moment of crisis, a test then unexpected for us. Am I alone here or somebody else had the same? So my point that you are a normal person, it's okay. It doesn't mean that you are not spiritual or you're not knowing the Lord or something happened with you. This is the normal part of every person's life, especially believers. It can happen to anyone. If you are deeply committed to the Lord, if you love Him and try to follow Him, such a test can come into your life as well. And often, and I know from my personal life, my personal experience, it is the way to the great revelation about the Lord. And this is the call to deeper relationship with Him. I believe the most powerful prayers happen during the time of crisis. This is it. So that great crisis came into the life of Moses because he was the person as we are. The work of Moses' entire life, all he had dreamed about, all he had lived for, was to bring the people of Israel out of slavery. It was his dream, his goal, his life. To bring salvation to his own people, his nation. And now the moment is here. If you read the place of scripture, Parshat Ki Tisah, he is on the mountain. Moses has fasted for 40 days. Can you imagine 40 days with the Lord, without water and food, in presence of the Lord? And now God is presenting Moses with his divine covenant with Israel. It is the moment of the greatest victory in the life of this great leader, Moses. The Torah is given. The covenant is in hand. What a celebration there will be. Everything was ready for it. But there was no celebration there. It was at this most crucial moment in the history of Israel, on the very eve of the giving of the covenant, that Israel corrupted itself by making a golden idol, by worshiping the golden calf. What do you think? How do you think Moses felt? He was ready to celebrate. It was the highest moment in his life. 40 days with the Lord on the mountain, receives the Torah from the Lord, covenant. And for Moses, it was a crushing blow, a demoralizing defeat as a leader. It was a very difficult time for him. I could say it was the crisis for him. What do you think? I think so. I think it was very tough on him. And many people in Moses' place would have surrendered, fallen into depression or abandoned their dreams and just given up. And I think so many believers also, they are going in the wrong direction, but not for Moses. Instead, he goes to the mountain and into the presence of God. He prays. He intercedes for the people. He continues his fast. 40 days not enough. Let's take 40 more. 80 days. Fasting and prayer for people of Israel, looking for God's face, interceding for them. He seeks answers and new ways from the Lord that led him into a deeper relationship with the Lord. This call, this prayer, led him to great revelation, the greatest revelation of his life. He met with the Messiah. And I would like to read from the scriptures. Actually, you know, the Lord designed us so that a crisis will bring us closer to him. Not taking us farther from him, but closer to him. We are believers and we have great opportunity to worship the Lord, to find him, to look for him in every way of our lives. So let's read from today's Torah portion and find the Messiah in this portion. Actually, it's very obvious and I believe nothing new, but let's look carefully. And also, I would like to ask you to read with me because I can use some Russian words here and who knows. Please, read with me. So it's Exodus chapter 33 from the verse 11. 11. So Adonai spoke with Moses face to face. Let's say together, face to face. And I will use some Hebrew words, panim el panim. It means face to face. It literally means face to face. As a man speaks with his friend. Then he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not leave the tent. Now, verse 13, now I pray, if I have found grace in your eyes, show me your ways. This is the prayer of Moses in the crisis. Let's remember, this was a crisis for Moses, difficult time. It was not the highest point of his life, but it was lower points of his life. Now I pray, if I have found grace in your eyes, show me your ways, so that I may know you. So the Moses trying to get closer to the Lord, not run from him, not try to hide from problems, but he's open for the Lord now because he don't have power anymore. This is the great problem for him. He doesn't know what to do. Only Lord knows. So I may know you, so that I might find favor in your sight. Consider also that this nation is your people. I like this. It's a Jewish way to say it. Please remember, it's also your people. Not only mine people, but your too. It's our people, our nation. Verse 14. This is the great response from the Lord. My presence will go with you. And in Hebrew, it means panai, my face. That's literally my face. Let's say together, my face. Face of God. So the Lord doesn't say kevot or shekhinah. He said, my face will go with you. It's a very interesting place of scripture. And I will give you rest, he answered. But then he said to him, Moses responded, if your presence, paneicha, it means your face, does not go with me, don't let us go up from here. I believe personally that paneicha, or face of God, is Yeshua, because he is the face of God. But I will go later in this direction. I like this place. Isn't it because you go with us? It's verse 16 in the middle. Isn't it because you go with us? So my face will go with you. Let your face go with us. If you doesn't go, don't bring us anywhere. Don't lead us anywhere. You go with us. Please go with us. Verse 18. Then he said, please show me your glory. And in Hebrew, kvod decha, it means from the word kvod, glory, glory of the Lord. So Moses asked, Lord, please show me your glory. I don't think he knew exactly what he asked for. But he asked, Lord, I want to know your glory. And now it's the most important moment of his life. And through his prayer, the greatest miracle happened. Adonai responded to the prayer of Moses, and out of this crushing defeat, revealed himself to Moses in a completely new way. So Moses found the Lord here. He repaid Moses for Moses' great faithfulness at this time of great crisis by giving Moses a great revelation about himself. The Lord opened himself for Moses. So, I like this place of scripture. The Lord calls Moses to the mountain and reveals a great mystery to him. And let's read from the verse 19 about this mystery here. So he said, the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass before you and call out the name of Adonai before you. So the Lord said, I will call the name of Adonai before you. Please remember it. I will be gracious toward whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will be merciful. And I like this place too. I mean, the Lord decided it's up to him. We need to be in tshuva with the Lord, in repentance, humble before him. And the verse 20, I like this place. But he also said, you cannot see my face, and the same word, panim, face. For no man can see me and live. Can you see something here already? But we'll go later. Then Adonai said, see a place near me. In Hebrew, makom iti. It means with me, close to me. It means literally, look, place here. Close to me, here. You will stand on the rock while my glory passed by. I will put you in a cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand. And in Hebrew, kaf, palm. I will cover you. Until I have passed by, then I will make away my hand, will take away my hand, and you will see my back, but my face will not be seen. Exodus 34 from the verse 5. It's continuation of the same. Then Adonai descended in the cloud, stood with him, and the same word, near him, close to him. As he called on the name of Adonai. Then Adonai passed before him, Vayavor Yahweh El Panav, passed before him, and proclaimed, Adonai, Adonai, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in love and kindness and truth. And I would like to end with the verse 34, verse 29, chapter 34, because, I mean, the great end of this discussion with the Lord. That Moses, I mean, exactly that Moses, not somebody else, but that Moses, did not know that the skin of his face was radiant because God has spoken with him. So he was shining from the glory of the Lord, from this moment. So I have one question. I would like to ask one question, and very important question, I believe, for every Messianic believer. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 20, we read here, but he also said, you cannot see my face, panim. For no man can see me and live. Let's say together, no one can see my face. Okay, if no one can see my face, how to understand next place of scriptures? First place, Exodus 33, verse 11. So Adonai spoke with Moses face to face. Panim el panim. I'm sorry. No one can see my face. And here the Lord spoke with Moses face to face. What is going on here? What's happening here? Can you explain me? It said here, as a man speaks with his friends. So how do you speak with your friend? Face to face. Close. I mean, it would be strange if you would hide from your friend. What do you think? Now we live in time of media, or I don't know how to say it. It's like we have so many friends, but they are not friends. It was way before time of media. It was face to face. Let's say panim el panim, face to face. Deuteronomy 34, verse 10, a second time. There has not risen again a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom Adonai knew face to face. Again, panim el panim. The second time, Moses and the Lord face to face as a friends. And finally, I like this. I mean, so great revelation here. Numbers verse 12. I'm sorry, chapter 12, verse 8. Numbers 12, 8. And I would like to make this verse as a foundation for us today. I speak with him. So the Lord speaks about Moses. I speak with him face to face. And actually in Hebrew, peh el peh. It means mouth to mouth. It's even closer than face to face. It's very friendly, very close relationships. Peh el peh, mouth to mouth. Plainly and not in riddles. He even looks at the form of Adonai. And amazing in Hebrew. Tmonat Adonai. It doesn't speak about picture or movie, or cartoon, or anything. Doesn't speak about cloud here. Because tmunat Adonai, tmunat means form, representation. It's not the picture. It's who he is. Who he is. So with whom did Moses communicate face to face? Very simple question. But how, if God said to us, you cannot see my face. No one can see my face and be alive. With whom? I have an answer for you. I believe in Yeshua. I am convinced that this one, the one who came to Abraham, Jacob, if you remember, Abraham had conversation with Adonai, Yahweh, actually. Who came to Abraham, Jacob, and Moses? None other than our Messiah, Yeshua. Colossians 1:15, and please take this note because it's so important. Colossians 1:15. And I like to read Rabbi Shaul's notes because he is really knowledgeable in the Torah, very knowledgeable. And he using very special words in the Colossians 1:15. Very special words. 1:15. He is the image of the invisible God. You know in Greek what word he used here? Ikon. It means image representation. It's the same word in Hebrew. The same meaning, tmonat in Hebrew, the same meaning here in Greek. Image representation of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Paul used the same ideas from Torah in the Colossians 1:15. And I'm sorry if somebody don't believe in Yeshua as the Lord and Savior, I would like you to reconsider your faith. Because we believe that Yeshua, he is the Lord. He is the Lord. And Paul too, the same. He is the image, Yeshua is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, the seen and the unseen, whether thrones or angelic powers or rulers or authorities. All was created through him and for him. I think Paul was very deeply believer in Messiah Yeshua because he showed this revelation for us. So we can clearly see the presence of the Messiah in the following verses of the Torah on the Mount. So, and I want to read it once again. Exodus 33, verse 21. Then Adonai said to Moshe, "See, a place near me, Makom Iti." Let's say together, "place near me." It literally means, "Moses, come here. Stood with me, close to me. It's place near me." He said to Moses, "Stand here. The Lord is physically present in the body on a mountain. He has a face, a back, an arm, a palm of his hand. He's physically there." Exodus 33, verse 22. "While my glory passed by, I will put you in a cleft on the rock and cover you with my calf, my palm." Let's say my palm. "Until I have passed by." Can you imagine this picture? "Stood near me, Moses, come here, stand here. I will close your eyes until I will come by you. And then I will open your eyes and you will see my back." Because you couldn't see the face of God and still be alive. "And when I take off my hand, you will see me from behind, and my face will not be visible." So, the picture here, the Messiah standing with this Moshe together. He's showing the glory of the Lord to Moses. He's protecting him from seeing the face of God, of his father, so that Moses could be survived to be alive. And chapter 34, verse 5, again, beautiful verses here. "Then Adonai descended in the cloud, stood with him there." Again, the same word, near him. So he came on the cloud and stood with Moses, physically, close to Moses. "As he called on the name of Adonai." So Adonai came in the cloud and stood close to Moses and proclaimed the name of the Lord, while Vayavor Yahweh El Panav, Adonai passed before him. What a great picture of the Father and Son here. The Yeshua physically present with Moses on the mountain and showing glory of Father, showing to Moses. It's a beautiful picture. When Moses asked the Lord, "Show me your glory, open yourself, I would like to know you," the Lord revealed him the relationship between Father and the Son, Messiah and the Lord. It was the moment of revelation for Moses. This is the great revelation of the Torah for each one of us. And John, Yohanan chapter 1, I would like to tell you, this is so important to know this place of Scripture. From the verse 14, Yohanan, apostle of Yeshua, his Talmidim. From the verse 14, "The Word became a human being and lived with us, and we saw his Shekinah, his glory, the Shekinah of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Yohanan witnessed concerning him when he cried out, 'This is the man I was talking about when I said, the one coming after me has come to rank ahead of me because he existed before me.'" You remember the words of Yeshua? "Before Abraham was, I am." Way before Yohanan. "We have all received from his fullness," yes, grace upon grace. "For the Torah was given through Moshe. Grace and truth came through Yeshua the Messiah." And verse 18, "No one has ever seen God, but the only and unique Son, who is identical with God and is at the Father's side, he has made him known." The only unique Son, who is identical with God. Let's say together, who is identical with God. It's so beautiful picture here, identical with God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him bodily lives the fullness of all that God is. I mean, what could be more obvious? And I know that so many people trying to be so smart, they try to take simple Torah verse and change it so nobody could understand that the Lord was there. Some people trying to study so hard to prove that Yeshua was not with Moses. But it's so obvious in Torah. You need to read and look carefully and openly. The great Almighty God, whom no one can ever see and stay alive, whose glory no one can endure, revealed to us in his Son, Yeshua. It's obvious. This is the revelation Moses received on the mountain, and his face began to shine from what he saw. This glory, this revelation, I mean, blow him up. I believe all depression went out immediately. All the problem, everything, because he saw glory of the Lord. He saw Messiah. He saw answer through Messiah for himself. He came out of mountain different. He was changed. He was transformed by this revelation. I mean, as a Messianic believers, we need to think about it. When people trying to go out away from Messiah to some kind of rules and or, you know, some rabbinical, I don't know how to call it. Come on. Moses was happy to see Yeshua the Messiah. His life changed there on mountain because he saw Messiah face to face, closely. And in conclusion, I would like to mention a few other mountains in the scriptures. Very similar meeting on a mountain took place in the life of Elijah with the Lord, if you remember this place. Elijah, when he was on the peak of his glory, he defeated priests of Baal. But you remember what happened with him after it. He was completely crushed by fear of Jezebel, unrighteous queen. So he saw death for himself in fear of the unholy queen Jezebel. He was looking for death for himself. And you remember what happened there. The Lord called him to the mountain, and there he showed him his glory on this mountain. He spoke to him very closely, mouth to mouth. Elijah, after this meeting, became another person. He was completely changed by the glory of the Lord. He came with no fear. Everything passed. No crisis anymore. No death. He would like to live more. And the last mention about mountain I want to mention here, Yeshua's meeting on the mountain with his disciples. Three mountains, three meetings, and the same people. I would like to read it here. It's in the Luke chapter 9 from the verse 28. And I want to read very quickly, but so interesting here. About 8 days after these teachings, Yeshua took Peter, John, and Jacob. This was their American names. Peter, John, Jacob. In Hebrew, you remember what was their names? It was Peter, it was in American passport. He was Kepha, yeah? Kepha. John, Yohanan, yeah? And Jacob, probably Jacob doesn't know that he's Jacob. He was Yaakov. With him and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, the appearance of his face changed. You remember Moses? He was shine. Yeshua, now Yeshua is shine. And his clothing flashed like white lightning. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah. Appearing in glory, they were speaking of Yeshua's departure, which was about to take place in Jerusalem. And I like this verse 32. I mean, this was like I don't know, comma for Talmudim. They were out, completely out. The same as Abraham during covenant. I like this place when the Lord made covenant with Abraham. Do you remember this moment? You know, you remember what was Moses, what Moses did that moment? He was out. The Lord knocked him out. He was sleeping, completely sleeping. It was covenant. The Lord made covenant with himself, actually, without help of Abraham. I don't need your help. Sleep here. The same here. Now Peter and those with him were overcome with sleep. Completely. But when they awakened, they saw Yeshua's glory and the two men standing with him. And as they were leaving Yeshua, Peter said to him, "Master, it's good for us to be here. Let's make three Sukkot. One for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." So at least he recognized Moses and Elijah. I don't know how, but he recognized them. And not knowing what he was saying, I mean, it was glory of the Lord. It was presence of the Lord. He was drunk in this presence, probably. While he was yet saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them. And they were afraid as they entered the cloud. You remember a cloud in the on the mount of Moses? Cloud, glory of the Lord. Then a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my son, the one I have chosen. Listen to him." So everything had happened on the mountain of Moses happened here. Cloud, voice, the Messiah himself with Father. The same picture. Beautiful picture of fellowship. So it was not their first picnic together. Not first encounter together. It was their not first time together on the mountain. The same people. Moses, Elijah, and finally they came together both to see Yeshua on the mountain of Yeshua. It's a beautiful picture. It was not first meeting. They already met on mountain. Invisible, Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, with us in His Son, our Messiah, Yeshua. And we as Messianic believers need to stand our ground about the fact that Yeshua is God, is the Lord. He is, was a special instance of God, whose purpose is always being to help people understand who God is. Always. And he was always present throughout the history of the Jewish people. In fact, in the history of all creation. Messiah shaped our history, our nation, our destiny, who we are. His arms did it. And when we are reading the Torah of Moses, we need to understand this Torah was given through Yeshua the Messiah to Moses on this mountain. Please remember it. It's not the Torah of Moses. It's the Torah of the Lord through Messiah given to Moses. And when Moses prayed to the Lord, "Reveal yourself to me. Help me to know you." The first one he met on the mountain was the Messiah. Messiah told him, "Come here, Moses. Stand here. I will close your eyes so that you will be survived, you will be alive." So today only by the Spirit of Messiah we can understand the Torah. The faith in Him is the key for our relationship with the Father. The only way out from our crisis is to go to the mountain and meet Messiah there, because He is the answer to every crisis. And in the end, I would like to show one more thought here, because sometimes people are reading these places, don't understand this place. Why the Lord told Moses, "I will kill Jewish people and I will do great nation out of you"? Why he asked this question of Moses? I believe, it's my personal understanding, he tested the motives and heart of his servant Moses. And Moses responded by interceding for Israel, saying that he was ready to die for his people. Moses said, Lord, if you want to kill people of Israel, kill me. I don't want to live without my nation. I'm with them. I'm one of them. I'm part of my nation. Don't destroy them. Forgive them. And remember, they're yours. Not only mine, but yours too. Also recall Abraham's test. When asked to sacrifice his own son, Isaac, once God saw Abraham's faithfulness, God supplied another sacrifice, a ram caught in the nearby thicket. So both of these tests, Abraham's test and Moses' test, were a prophetic picture of the future. The Lord Yeshua, the Messiah Yeshua himself, accomplished our redemption, our forgiveness, our exodus from the slavery of sin by dying for us. It was the picture of future. Yeshua became our intercessor, redeeming us with his death. He did not need the death of Isaac when he was brought to the altar. The Lord did not want the death of Moses and all the Jewish people. This was a message of his love to us, the future sacrifice of the Messiah. Eventually, he died for us, and he paid great price for our sins. So I would like to end, and I would like to pray, and if you never, never get right with the Lord, and never invited Yeshua, the Messiah, in your heart, maybe you heard about him, or you believe he is good rabbi, or teacher, or man, I want to tell you, he is not only man, but he is also the Lord. And he is not only the rabbi or teacher, he is the Lord. And he said that no one can come to Father except through me. The only way to Father, only through Yeshua. And Moses, he witnessed. He was there with Messiah on the mountain. So I want to pray and I want to ask forgiveness. If you would like to get right with the Lord, to invite him into your heart, to be his disciple, to believe in him. So pray with me. Invite Yeshua in your heart. Open your heart before him. I want to pray. Our Heavenly Father, our Lord, thank you for providing the way of salvation through your Son, our Messiah Yeshua. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. Please forgive my sins. Cleanse me, Lord. And I invite your spirit in my heart in the name of Messiah. Thank you for your love for me. I pray, B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. So let's stand together and close our service with the Aaronic benediction. So let's pray. Yevarechecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Yisa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you. Messiah. In the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Shalom.